Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today, a homeschool father of five, raising our children out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. Dave Buhner also in studio with me today as we talk about very important aspects of life, and that is, well, life. Today, we want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Personhood Committee in the state of Colorado. The Personhood Initiative is, I think, a wonderful strategy to bring back a respect for life. Hey, Colorado was the first state in the union to legalize abortion. It was a Republican governor, Governor Love. That's right, Governor Love. It's ironic, I know, but Governor Love signed the death warrant for tens of millions of babies, at least in this state. Dave Buhner in studio with me. Dave, here is a shocking story from the other side. Planned Parenthood is suggesting funding abortions for Mother's Day. This came out, I think, a week or two ago. Mother's Day 2012. They said, hey, great idea. Support Mother's Day. Kill a kid. You know, Dave, there's some irony there, too.
It is ironic. You know, I think most people on Mother's Day would go out and shop for a car and give their mother a nice sentiment. You know, so something like, thanks for not killing me.
Thanks for having me.
Or not killing me. Or having me, yeah.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's a little more positive edge to
that. Thanks for not aborting me.
Thanks for having me, Mom. Okay, but Planned Parenthood is saying, hey, celebrate Mother's Day. Buy Mom an abortion. What's wrong with this, Dave? I mean, these guys are messed up. They understand how messed up they are? You know, support mothers. Buy an abortion. Planned Parenthood suggesting support of abortion, a proper way to celebrate Mother's Day. Here's a quote from Planned Parenthood. We're proud to be taking the Planned Parenthood mission global in supporting partner organizations that share our goals. Cecile Richards suggests, join us in celebrating women everywhere this Mother's Day by making a special gift to Planned Parenthood Global. So, you know, hey, you know, kill a baby around the world. Support Mother's Day. Buy Mom an abortion. Mother's Day 2012 for Planned Parenthood. Dave, they certainly have things reversed in their estimation. You know, they're calling good evil and evil good. And I think that's what happens with the other side. They do that all the time. In fact, they do their best to show that we're the jerks. We're the ones that are opposing all the wonderful things that they're trying to impose upon America. Well, and he who gets government funding wins. And they've received what? Certainly billions and billions and billions of dollars from the national and state levels of funding. And because of that, I'd say Planned Parenthood is as America as, well, the federal government.
Right. And who isn't against parents planning to have children?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes to have children. They're planning. Yeah. I'm just against governments or people that plan to kill their children.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're about. I mean, who's against choice? I mean, I love choice.
I think they played around with the moniker Planned Barrenhood, but it just didn't work. You know, it was harder to... The Planned Parenthood thing was sort of hard to market. It wasn't going to roll. It was just, you know, people were not going to find that to be as appealing as Planned Parenthood.
Well, Kevin, other names they could have used. They could have gone back to their founder, Margaret Sanger, used some of her monikers. They could have called it Human Weed Exterminators, Eugenics Inc., White Supremacists, or even every unwanted child, a dead child.
Humanweedextermination.com. Well, it's hard to type all that in, but yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound good, you know? And you know they went through that list. And they finally came down to Planned Parenthood as the way to go on that one. But Dave, here's the deal. Right now, I think America is moving actually in two directions at the same time. I'm not sure I understand what this is. Americans are aborting more kids than ever before, thanks to the emergency contraception made available in just the last 12, 13 years. In fact, I checked the Planned Parenthood site. If you just go to Planned Parenthood and check the annual report, and you're going to find that there are way, way, way more emergency contraception kits moved by Planned Parenthoods than surgical abortions by a factor of about 5 or 6, which means there are 5 to 6 times more abortions going on in this country today than there were back in the 1990s. But Americans, according to the recent poll that I just saw on the internet this morning, Americans are more pro-life and less pro-choice than they've ever been. I think it's a 50%, 42% split right now, Dave, meaning 50% of Americans call themselves pro-life and 42% of Americans call themselves pro-choice, which means we're winning. But I'm having a hard time really believing that when there are so many Americans using the abortifacient birth control pill and the day after pill. And Dave, I think that the end result is Americans like to look good, but they still break God's law. You follow me there? I mean, there's a lot of external, I'm pro-life. It sounds good to be pro-life. I'm really against, you know, killing babies. I'm not a huge guy about, you know, ripping babies apart and shredding them and then pouring their blood down the drains of abortuaries. Just not really, that's not really me. I love to call myself pro-life, but if I can get a drug to kill the kid day after pregnancy so that the child will not implant in the uterus, you know, hey, you know, that's not exactly murder per se. You know, Americans just, I think they want themselves to look good in the process of their incredible disrespect for human life.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is that the nation really wants to keep their fornication. They want to have their reckless sexual activity, but they want to have it without the consequences. So they want a kinder, gentler form of abortion where they don't have to look at the pictures. They don't have to look at the billboards. They don't have to think about brains being sucked out or body parts having to be disposed of. They want a no hassle, no fuss, no mess abomination.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think the pro-choice group, very hard to maintain the nice facade. Dave, I mean, think about it. I'm about killing babies. I mean, ripping babies to shreds and killing them in acid baths. You know, that doesn't look good on the card. And people don't like to call themselves pro-abortion. I mean, everybody knows pro-choice means pro-abortion. I think everybody knows that. It's an equation in the mind of every person. I don't think – there may be a few idiots out there that can't make that equation. But – it's really hard to sell abortion. It's sort of like trying to sell slavery back in 1860. Dave, tough to do. It just, the propaganda campaign on that was hard. You know, I mean, the brochure, how would you put a you know, African-American in chains? I mean, how do you make that look good?
Well, Kevin, that's the problem. Once the video cameras show up, it's ugly. And we're a very visual society. We're driven more by pictures than by words often. And when you start seeing what abortion is, it's a very ugly, ugly thing. And people don't want to see it. You know, it's hard to sell this as women's rights or women's equality when half of the babies, or maybe even more because of sex selection, are females, more than half in China, by the way. So more than half of the, you got this pile here of dead female bodies. And it's really hard to keep that facade up.
Really, really hard to gloss up the propaganda campaign on this one, friends. I mean, I know more and more Americans are calling themselves pro-life, and praise God for that. And I think it's giving us an edge in some of the efforts we're putting into the personhood campaigns across the country. And last time, I think we hit 33%. We were at 25% the first time we tried personhood on the ballot in Colorado. This is the third time around. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to Susan Sutherland about what we're doing here in Colorado in order to lift up the standard for the cause of life in our state. And we're giving a shot in this state, and we're encouraging folks to get involved. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson.
Rocky Mountain Super Conference on the Family is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart June 14 to 16. This conference, sponsored by Christian Home Educators of Colorado, is designed to encourage and equip families through seminars on home education, family discipleship, worldview, vision, and parenting. Visit the exhibit hall featuring 200 vendors, including youth entrepreneurs. Stop by the used curriculum sale. Bring the whole family Friday night for the family film night featuring works by award-winning Christian filmmakers. Come to the Rocky Mountain Super Conference on the Family, June 14 to 16. Register today. Save on pre-conference pricing. For more information, go to check.org. That's CHEC.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Susan Sutherland, who's from the Personhood Colorado Committee here in the state of Colorado, to talk about what's going on with our personhood amendment here in the state of Colorado. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. It's so good to be with you.
Susan, you've been at this this project for a little while. How did you come about to get involved in personhood?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, since we all are in the homeschool realm, my youngest son, who graduated a year ago, that's Jonathan. He's going on 19. He actually works full time for Personhood USA.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
He does, and so he's in speaking specifically about Personhood, he's actually been at it longer than I have.
Okay.
But this kind of all came together. I have no doubt at the hand of God. Mm-hmm. And Keith Mason, Gualberto Garcia Jones, approached me and asked me if I'd be willing to take on this project. And this is a season project, I call it, mm-hmm. because we're at it for such a short time, collecting these signatures as we are right now to get this this initiative on the ballot.
Yes.
And then, of course, once it's on the ballot, we move into campaign mode, and that's a short season as well. And so our work is cut out for us. We have a short window of opportunity to get this job done, and that's why it's so important to pull in all the people that we can. Everyone out there can help with this by helping with signatures and, of course, praying for us.
Uh-huh. Sure. And what you need is X number of signatures. What's the goal? Is it 70-some thousand?
Well, our goal is 120,000.
Okay.
And that's because the actual number, which is a little over 86,000, we always need, a certain amount over because inevitably signatures are thrown out and somewhere in the 30% range. So for whatever reasons, signatures are invalidated. Maybe they can't read them. Maybe they cannot be matched. People's addresses are not matched correctly with their, on their voter registration, because that's how they check these.
Huh.
So because so many do end up getting thrown out, we set the goal high because we know that then we're safe.
Right.
And this time, because, as you're aware, Kevin, Planned Parenthood, in the beginning of our efforts here, they sued us. They, of course, did not like of the amendment. And so they took us to court saying that this was not a single subject issue, which, of course, it is a single subject issue.
Yeah.
We're talking specifically about ending abortion here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did that, they delayed us several weeks. Mm-hmm. And, with that delay, of course, there's more of an urgency now. And what happens because of that delay is we do not get, at the end of this, what's called the cure period.
Okay.
So if we gather signatures, if some get thrown out, Secretary of State's office says we do not have enough signatures to put this on the ballot. Typically, you have a 2-week period of time where you can go out and get as many signatures as you possibly can, which this happened in 2010, and it was an amazing movement. I think we ended up with 45,000 signatures, additional signatures, in a 2-week time period.
Wow. Okay.
This time, unfortunately, we do not have that cure period.
Sure. So your deadline is going to be end of June-ish?
The deadline is, we're saying, if people will send us their petitions postmarked by July 9th, that is the final date, and they can, of course, bring them to the office in Arvada, or they can send them in. Our effort right now, what's happening right now in the next 2 days, is we are doing a statewide call, a robocall to folks, and just offering them the opportunity, hey, press 1. And we'll get together with you on the phone, and we'll get a petition into your hands.
Uh-huh.
And we're asking, even now, please, this is not over.
Right.
Right now, get a petition, take it to your family, friends, and church, whoever, and gather signatures. Because I think people are under the false notion sometimes that when they have their petition, and they might only have 10 or 12 signatures, and they think, oh, well, gosh, I didn't fill up my petition.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to send it in, but every signature counts, and we want every single one of them. So if we could get a bunch of people out there and they only got 10 or 12 or 15 signatures, that would be amazing for us. We need that help.
What's your goal for volunteers? Where do you want to be?
Well, right now we have over 10,000 petitions that are out all over the state. Now, some have come back, of course. We were telling people send them back in. But right now we're hoping to we're hoping to get out as many more petitions as possible, upwards of I would say another 1,000 petitions.
Okay.
Into people's hands. So,
okay.
You know, we challenge you homeschoolers out there, particularly help us out, because we know, we know without a doubt that homeschooling families are so on board with this subject, and they're so pro-life. And
this is something that anybody can do, as long as you're a registered voter in the state of Colorado, right? You can pick up one of these petitions, and you could really go down as a family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the person handling the petition must be a registered voter, but you can stand up in front of Safeway and pull out 30 signatures in a morning, and boom, you've got it.
Absolutely, Kevin. And you know what? To be a petition circulator, you do not even have to be a registered voter in Colorado.
I didn't realize that.
You don't.
Now,
to sign the petition, of course you do.
Uh-huh.
But to circulate a petition, you do not need to be a registered voter in Colorado. You need to only have even just a temporary Colorado address. So if you came to Colorado to visit and you were staying with a family for what you don't even have to be a Colorado resident as long as you have a temporary address. So yes, anybody can do it, and the children can help. We've done this through the years. My children, of course, they're all grown up now, but we've done this through the years where they will come.
Uh-huh.
I will be the petition circulator, and I will oversee the project, but they will stand with me. And I know families, we have a great family that helps us tremendously, Doug McBurney, Doug and Takako. They have their young children, they stand with them, and you would be amazed to see these children gathering signatures. They are a force. So,
and if you could just get 1,000 families to do this, say on a Saturday morning, you'd have 30,000 signatures knocked out. Just like that.
Would
be, in one weekend.
Yes, so. And it's not difficult. You just stand and you have enough boldness to say, hey, sign a pro-life petition today. Help us out. You know, that's about all it takes.
Sure.
And it's, you make yourself approachable and friendly. And of course, most of the homeschooling families that I've ever met are that way anyway.
And you don't have to be pushy about it. If somebody doesn't want to sign it and they're a little ugly about it, that's all right. Have
absolutely.
A nice day and you move on.
Absolutely. That's the way it is in life. You're always going to find somebody who's not really on board with your cause or in agreement with it. But yeah, in this case, we're not there to have any problems. People have their opinions and they move on, and we move on to the next signature. That's what we're always looking for, the next signature.
Right.
So.
And overall, you've collected a number of signatures over the years. What's the impression you have? I mean, is it a difficult thing to do? Is it somewhat enjoyable? Is it something that almost anybody could do?
Oh, yeah, Kevin, and I would say about anybody can do it. I mean, we even have elderly folks that help us, who even if they have to sit, we have a chair, they'll sit and just have people approach them while they're sitting there. You call out a little bit to folks, hey, would you like to come sign this petition? I have a pro-life petition. It's easy. Most people who are walking by or whatever venue you might be at, most people are very agreeable. Some will say, many will say, oh, I've already signed it, but most people, there's no problems. There's no problem. Some people, of course, don't want to sign or they're not interested and they just typically walk by. So
if you want to collect signatures in front of a Safeway, for example, what do you have to do?
Well, in that case, you would really have to just go into the store and ask to speak with the store manager, whoever's on duty at the time, and just ask permission.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a ballot initiative petition. Can I have permission to stand out front or stand to the side of the entryway? And some will and some won't, but yes, you do need to have permission. It's same way with Walmart, King Super, some of those. So.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity. The fact of the matter is that we're halfway through May, so really the clock is ticking. You've got about six weeks to go.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, they better get on the stick and get in connection with your office. How do they do that?
Very simply, they can give me a call or they can give the office a call. The office is, let me give you a phone number, it's 303- 456-2800. That is the personhood office in Arvada, and of course anybody in that area can always visit the office. It's right on Ralston Road. Our website is a good source of information. It's personhoodco.com. Now, we have an old website, I believe, that's still up, and some people are getting confused, but if you use specifically personhoodco.com, there's good information at that website. Tells you how to get a petition, gives you also, there's a calendar there. We're really wanting people to use this calendar for events. We post events on this calendar, which would be good signature gathering opportunities. So
yes.
There may be an event at a church.
Right.
See, and this is where what we need to know.
Yeah.
We're asking people also to call or email us, give us events that they know about that are coming up that could be good signature gathering possibility. So if it's an event at a church or a concert or a picnic in the park, you know, whatever it might be, we want to be there gathering signatures.
And of course, you will be at the Christian Home Educators of Colorado conference
we
in
will.
June. It's a very important event. We've got thousands of people coming to that event, and hopefully you'll be able to solidify a couple thousand signatures there.
Oh, yeah.
But also one other thing that you said that's important, Susan, is that people can come from out of state and stay with a family and engage this project. So, I mean, I can't think of a more important project right now anywhere in the United States. I mean, granted, personhood is in a few states across America right now, but this is such an important measure, not just for our state of Colorado, but for every state, because if we can get the ball rolling the direction of respecting human life here in Colorado or Mississippi or anywhere else, that's going to help move the ball in the right direction. So, you know, if there are families out there saying, I sure would like to be involved in a, you know, short summer project, maybe we'll swing over into Colorado, into Denver on a weekend and stay with a family, and we'll collect, you know, 200 signatures and do that for the sake of loving the babies and respecting human life and honoring the Lord in this area of life. That would be a really good project for somebody.
Oh, that would be amazing. And we've had people do that, Kevin. They'll come and you know, the ones that I'm recalling in the past few efforts, they've typically been from homeschool families.
Oh, yeah.
That they'll send, you know, the older children will come or maybe a dad, and, you know, and they'll come and stay with the family, and maybe even if it's just for a week or two or whatever amount of time they have, it's a fabulous project, and it's a good way to meet some really good quality, solid Christian folks and people who are committed to this. And this is, it's such an important effort. I mean, you said it, there's what is more important than this issue of life, and working to educate folks in the fact that these human beings, you know, in the womb are just absolutely needing our protection, our love, our commitment to them. It's just an entire sector of society that's missing, and it's because just this atrocity of abortion goes on and on. And so with personhood, we're trying to educate people that there are no exceptions. This is human life. This is a person, and we will do everything we can to protect that person. It's a human rights issue, and we need to recognize that. We need to step up, and everybody can do something. This is not our project here with personhood and collecting signatures is one part of it, and that's something that everybody can do.
Yes. And that's very important because, you know, we spend so much time talking about the theory and arguing political points, and people listen to conservative radio and they get all uptight, you know, and it's just all this talk and people talk about playing religion and they talk about religion, but actually going out there and doing something for the fatherless and the widow, actually helping the orphan or helping the orphan in the womb who might be assaulted by an abortionist knife. You know, we can actually do something concrete here and there for the sake of an orphan. Hey, why not take a Saturday and help an orphan? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Right,
especially something this easy.
Exactly. Sometimes people get caught up in the whole idea of looking for a project, you know, and I mean, this project is right in our backyard.
Yeah.
You know, it's here. Like you said, you know, it's that's a good analogy, you know, with the orphan, because people think of projects, and there are great projects all over the state, all over the nation, all over the world, you know, that the Christian can be engaged in. But, you know, I think that this engaging the culture in this very moment, for such a time as this, right now, right here, it's happening. And again, it's something that we all can participate in, help with, and really, it's a great project for parents to teach their children about, even at the youngest age. I mean, I know that my children, when they were very young, you know, we had them involved, and some people are a little bit apprehensive sometimes because I think they, you know, either the graphic nature of the issue, or, you know, there are other issues, but you can bring your children along, as we all know, as homeschooling parents. You know, there are ways to do things, and we're all very creative, and these children, young children, can be involved even at a very young age, and bring them along and teach them about the sanctity of human life.
Yes, that's a wonderful field trip. And we've taken a few field trips down to Planned Parenthood, and we've had our children down there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to, you know, be somewhat protective of them in that environment. But what you're suggesting isn't anything like that. What you're suggesting is standing in front of Safeway and just, you know, raising up the banner, the standard for human life, and being a good testimony for the Lord in that context. And that's something that any family can do. And
And a great place too is, you know, we all go to different churches, or, you know, you have folks that you know in your church. You know, but everybody knows someone else that goes to a different church than they do, and it's a perfect opportunity. Hey, could I come to you? Could I come with you to your church, or will you take these petitions to your church today? Because that's really, Kevin, that's the crux of the matter. That's where we're going to get this issue resolved. It's in the church. I mean, if the body of Christ will stand up and do what they're called to do, you know, we'll really have a handle on this matter because Christians need to have a voice in this. And we really are just trying so hard to get as many churches as possible engaged in this effort. And again, it really doesn't take that much. It takes, you know, having these petitions with you, going to your church, taking them there, having people sign. And, you know, just let's get the job
Here's the other thing. Go back several times, because not everybody shows up on the same Sunday.
Right.
If you've been there once, you need to go back two or three times and say, oh, by the way, has somebody not signed this petition yet? I'd like to talk to you this morning. That kind of thing.
Right.
Especially if there's an announcement time during the service.
Right.
And that's
we have had amazing, just this outpouring of people who just really want to be engaged in this at so many different churches, and it's fabulous. It's just tremendous to have people flooding to your table to sign this petition, and some taking petitions on their own and saying, I'll take a petition and I'll go to my friends and family. And that's really what gets the job done. It's having many, many petitions out there and people engaged in that, and going to their friends and family and churches, and standing, like you said, standing, you know, at an event or at in front of a store, or, you know, just taking a Saturday and doing that. It's really not a lot of effort, but it is, but it's needed. And, you know, we appreciate every single person who helps us.
Well, Susan, we appreciate what you've been doing. Susan Sutherland's been putting her life into this, and indeed her son as well has been working with the personhood movement in America. And folks, if you would like to participate, if you'd like to be involved in this worthwhile project, this amazing opportunity, just get in touch with Personhood Colorado. The number is 303-456-2800. Again, that's 303-456-2800. Or personhoodco.com is the internet connection, personhoodco.com. Susan, again, thanks so much for joining us on Generations. We appreciate the work you're doing, and God bless your efforts.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and God bless yours. As we need to mention, Kevin, if you don't know out there, Kevin is the co-sponsor of this amendment, and we so appreciate you, Kevin, and God bless you for all you're doing.
That's right. Well, whatever I can do, Susan, God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Swanson, and I want to encourage you to get involved politically at some level. Get involved politically. Now, it's not to say that politics is a solution to all of our problems. We push for a full-orbed social solution on this program. In other words, we need fathers engaging. We need family worship. We need reintegrated families. We need strong families, family economies. We need strong church communities if we're going to replace the socialistic welfare state that is redistributing over half the wealth in this nation. We need a full-orbed, biblically-based social transformation, and that's the agenda on this program. So don't get the idea you solve all issues by politics, but we're applying a full court press on every single issue on this radio program and bringing a biblical worldview to bear. If you like what you hear on this program, if you want to get a vision towards your children and grandchildren for a world better than the one we inherited, more freedom, stronger families, a stronger faith, and generational continuity from generation on to generation. If you like this worldview, this perspective, support our program. We need 100 people. And I understand there are tens of thousands of people that tune in this program, but not everybody is as excited about the program as, well, as we are. So we would encourage some support for the program to keep us on the air for one more year. So throughout the month of May, we're encouraging people to go to our website and sign up. Be one of those 100 brave people willing to step out and say, yeah, well, I can support the program to the tune of about 10 bucks a month or 20 bucks a month or 100 bucks a month. If you can do that, please go to our website right now and be part of that support base that gets this vision all over the United States and to over 100 nations around the world. Support the Generations Radio broadcast today at KevinSwanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.
I have always felt that doubt was the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of God was the end of wisdom.
Clarence Darrow.
The only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing.
Socrates.
Belief is the death of intelligence.
Robert Anton Wilson.
If thou trusteth to the book called the Scriptures, thou trusteth to the rotten staff of fables and falsehood.
Thomas Paine.
Faith is believing what you know ain't so.
Mark Twain.
Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered.
God.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
God.
The fool believes his own ideas to be wisdom, but those who fear God and search for understanding find true wisdom. To lead your family in the pursuit of godliness, pick up a copy of the Proverbs Study Guide at generationswithvision.com.